welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Just As I Am, was written by Patricia Rabin. The young woman couldn't sleep. Having suffered with a physical disability for many years, she'd be center stage at a church bazaar the next day to raise funds for higher education. "But I'm not worthy," Charlotte Elliott reasoned. Tossing and turning, she doubted her credentials, questioning every aspect of her spiritual life. Still restless the next day, she finally moved to a desk to pick a pen and paper, to write down the words of the now classic hymn, Just As I Am. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Her words, written in 1835, express how Jesus called his disciples to come and serve him, not because they were ready, they weren't, but because he authorized them just as they were, a ragtag group. His team of 12 included a tax collector, a zealot, two overly ambitious brothers, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Still, he gave them authority to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons, all without taking any money, luggage, extra shirt or sandals, or even a walking stick with them. "I am sending you," he said, and he was enough. For each of us who say yes to him, he still is. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, verses 5 through 10, and verses 16 through 20. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Now picking up at verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. And now verses 16 through 20. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, our Lord and Savior, give us courage and help us to rely fully on your grace and power when we've been called to do difficult things that we fear we aren't qualified for. It's in your mighty name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.